Hey, girl. Picture this. You, your comfiest PJs, and a phone call with your absolute BFF. Well, guess what? The Mom Betch podcast is your new virtual girlfriend on speed dial, serving up all the real talk, laughter, and support you need. Go to www.mombetch.com and stream where you listen to your podcasts. Mom Betch podcast is ready for you.
Are you too busy to prep healthy meals? Do you feel self-conscious about your body and your clothes not fitting right, but you don't have time to work out? Does your life feel unorganized and messy? Do you wish you had routines and habits that made health simple, even with your busy schedule? I know, I've been there. Hi, I'm Shannon Marquita, and no one ever really taught me how to eat healthy. I didn't know anything about nutrition, so I found myself eating whatever was easy, which definitely impacted my energy, weight, and focus. That's why I created this podcast, to show you that through healthy habits and time management, you can know you're doing health right. So stop scrolling social, clicking the ads, and buying all the things. Let's grab our Americano and pop in our AirPods. It's time to solve the real problem together. Welcome home. A fresh start awaits. Have you ever felt burned out? Maybe that's you right now. It's not a great feeling. I've been there. I strongly dislike it and encourage you, if you at all feel in that season or approaching that season, to pause right now and listen to this episode. Four ways to schedule in rest and recharge even when life and work are hectic. I enjoy being productive. Honestly, to me, productivity is extremely motivating. But the bad thing is, I used to think that being productive and being busy were the same thing. Let me be clear, they are not synonymous. For the people in the back, being busy does not mean you're being productive and is not necessarily always a good thing. People used to always say, "Oh, you're so busy," which I thought was a compliment. Until I realized friends were reaching out less and I was getting asked to be a part of things less often because people thought I was too busy. That was a terrible realization, and it made me stop and become more intentional to say yes to certain things and no to certain things, because I don't want to just be busy. I want to be productive and I want to be present. Which is why today we're talking about four ways to schedule in rest and recharge even when life and work are hectic. Here we go. Number one is to remember, life is an ever-growing to-do list. You will never, let me repeat, never check everything off. Just like with a house, all the projects will never be done. I remember when I moved into my first house, my current house, I was go with projects, thinking I'd be the first one to reach a place of done and accomplishment. I wasn't going to be one of those people who simply lost momentum and talked about all the things they wanted to get done, but never actually got to them until life happened. The house projects needed to pause because my time, energy, and resources needed to be spent elsewhere. I've done some projects here and there, but it isn't all about the house projects, one right after another, starting as soon as one finishes. Instead, one ended and I took a break for a few months. Then another started and lasted a lot longer than anticipated, while other projects occurred simultaneously. Just like life, your to-do list, just like mine, sometimes gets checked off daily, but also added to. We simply need to accept this and breathe, because in this moment and realization, so much freedom happens. We can stop constantly doing and intentionally scheduling work and project time with a start and end time, and then stepping away. And when we step away, really, actually step away. Table the work and projects until your next start time, knowing that you will get to them, but allowing yourself the space and freedom to be here and now, present, whether it's friend time, whether it's family time, whether it's personal quiet time. Step away and enjoy that quiet space of no projects and no to-do lists, because they will always be there, and trust me, you will get back to them. Number two, schedule friend time. This seems so underrated, but there's a reason Leanne Rimes has a song, "A Good Friend and a Glass of Wine." We need community. good, healthy, unplugged, non-judgmental friends where we talk about and unpack the messy things. I have a fire pit and fire table on my back patio along with some hanging Edison bulb lights. It's not too big, but it's one of my safe places. When friends or family come over, even if it's 80 degrees out, we'll get one going, pour a drink, and just talk. Talk about the good things. Talk about the hard things. Talk about the not so pretty things. Laugh, cry, reflect, and plan. Hours upon hours seem to pass. It's amazing. So much love and healing has happened on my back patio. I know one day I will move, but I will always want this space because we lose track of time. We have our phones upside down and only glance when curious about the time. This is good for both the heart and soul. Vacations are fun. Honestly, staycations are fun, but we don't always have to go somewhere to get away and relax. Time with a best friend sitting on a back patio with a fire pit can be the exact thing our heart and soul needed to escape and recharge. Number three, I don't know, lately I've been in a really busy season of life. I legit have caught myself saying this for the last 6 months. June is when things will slow down. Come June, I can visit and hang out. And I admit, every time those words came out, I hated them. And honestly, when you're listening to this episode, it's July, just so you know. There are busy seasons. I recognize that. But I don't like being so busy that I don't feel free. I wasn't enjoying trips or free time because I constantly caught myself thinking about and working on projects that were in the near future. Checking emails and messages, it was constant. So number three is unplug. Unplug from it all, even if just for an hour a day. Turn your phone on quiet, take a nap, go for a walk, read, take a bath, but no technology. Technology can be fun and useful, but it's also demanding. The dings and rings and notification, all of it, they serve a purpose, but make sure they're serving you. Number four, find your happy place or places. Mine are on the water. Watching the sunset, really just fresh air. Going for a walk, watching the stars, boating, all the things. When I feel burned out, stressed, overwhelmed, I pick one, sometimes two. It helps me to calm, refresh, and regroup. It calms my heart and soul, allowing me to get back to a healthy place that isn't burned out and overworked and overwhelmed, and then to be intentional. I'm still a work in progress, but scheduling this time is so key. Don't wait until you need it. Be proactive and try to help yourself reach a state of overwhelm and burned out less often. These are your practices and they need to become your healthy habits because the more intentional that we become, the more that we feel productive and able to perform at our best because we aren't performing from a place of burned out exhaustion all the time. I'm so excited to hear how you apply these to your week. In the upcoming weeks, if you feel burned out and overwhelmed, schedule some time to go to one of your happy places and just recharge. Maybe by yourself, maybe with a best friend. At least twice this week, schedule some unplugged time and release your to-do list, all the work, even if just for an hour. Maybe you have some friend time. Maybe you have some alone time. Maybe you create a safe place in your front porch, back patio, neighborhood. Unplug and experience all that life has to offer outside of your never-ending to-dos. And then come share in the Facebook group. What did you do? I want to hear about it. What worked? What do you want to try differently? bit.ly/afreshstartsupport. I'm excited to connect with you guys and I'll talk with you soon. Hey there. If this podcast helped, challenged, or inspired you in some way, I would love it if you'd do me a huge favor and leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts. It helps me to hear from you and know how this is best serving you. And go ahead and screenshot this and share it in your stories. Tag me at Shannon Marquita. That's SHANNONMARQUETA. And send it over to a friend in a text who is ready for healthy changes in her life too. Let her know that this episode might serve her as well. I am just so grateful for you and would love to hear from you. Come hang out and let's connect over in my Facebook group, bit.ly/afreshstart, or send me a message. I look forward to seeing you back here in a few days.